I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, which of our recent guests scored big at the Grammys, and my commentary. But first, every so often we like to have conversations with ordinary people who do extraordinary things. The devastation 3 weeks ago in Haiti has prompted a huge outpouring of support from around the world, including a celebrity telethon featuring megastars like George Clooney, Halle Berry, and Clint Eastwood, big names like former President Bill Clinton, and the well-known Haitian-born artist Wyclef Jean. But we want to focus on a few less well-known individuals who are also working with what they have to make a difference in Haiti. In this segment, we'll feature those who all happen to have a direct tie to Haiti. We're joined by Yves-Louis Jacques. He's a marketing brand strategist, and he's independently coordinating efforts to raise money for earthquake survivors. He joins us from New York. We're also joined by Cassandra Theramine. She's president and founder of Essence of a Haitian Woman Incorporated. She joins us from Miami. And Robert Essantous. She's president of the Haitian Student Association at Howard University, and she joins us from Washington. I thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having us.
And at first, I have to say, I am so very sorry for the losses that you are suffering individually, and of course, all of us as a community. And I did want to ask how each of you is holding up. And Robert, do you want to start?
Sure. I have lost many friends. I grew up in Haiti and went to school in Haiti, so basically, these people that I've lost were more than friends to me, more like family. And it's been a very hard time, but being the president of the Haitian Student Association at Howard, I have to be strong not only for me, but for the people that follow me, that follow what I have to say.
Well, thank you for coming to speak for them. Eve, what about you?
My experience has pretty much been the same. I grew up in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, came to the States right before I attended Howard University. You know, I recently spoke to pretty much everyone in my family. We lost two younger cousins, unfortunately, and a few friends. And we've lost homes, but we're glad that, for the most part, everybody's okay.
Cassandra, what about you?
I guess my situation would be a little different, as we've been very fortunate that our immediate family, whether it be our aunts, uncles, or cousins, no one has been harmed, aside of some of them being without home. But as far as any death, we've been very, very blessed in that area. So friends-wise, I don't have any friends per se in Haiti, aside from those that I've worked with in the past through local nonprofit organizations, because I left Haiti when I was 2 years old.
But Cassandra, you've been, although you left Haiti when you were two, you still have done a lot of work with the Haitian American community to give back. And you've been connected through community service to Haiti for a long time. Tell us what you did last year, and how have the recent events kind of refocused your efforts?
Well, last year what we decided to do was we had our first annual fundraising brunch, in which we had a lot of corporate sponsorships come out, help us. And through our silent auction, we were able to raise hundreds and thousands of dollars, in which we went to Port-au-Prince, Haiti. We had a partnership. We worked with the mayor's office, and we donated over 200 backpacks to children within Port-au-Prince public school system. So with the recent devastation, I think definitely the need goes beyond backpacks. It definitely goes to the next level. So we're definitely hoping to partner with some local as well as international organizations to go to Haiti this summer and do some long-term strategies and initiatives.
Robert, you participated in an event at Howard where you are currently a student. Tell us about that.
The day after the earthquake, one of my colleagues, Victoria Fortune, she's American, and she felt what we were feeling, and she decided to put a concert together in less than a week. We raised over $15,000. The concert sold out. It was pretty good. I was surprised. I'm very thankful for the Howard community. They just have been very, very great since the earthquake hit.
Why were you surprised?
I was surprised just because, not Howard in general, but as a community, the United States as a community, especially when Katrina happened, and all I could think about is the aftermath of Katrina. What's going on in New Orleans right now? There isn't much going on, so I was afraid that because Haiti has been in the back burner for so long, that when this earthquake hit, it probably would be in the news for 2 days and it would go away.
You thought nobody cared.
Yeah, I didn't think anybody cared. Haiti has such a rich history. you would think that more people would care. I felt that nobody cared before.
Eve, what about you? What have you been up to?
I took a slightly different approach. Last year, around November, I was fortunate enough to work with one of my friends. She was an executive at Nike. I planned to send items from Nike and Jordan back to Haiti, and she was gracious enough to send me boxes and boxes of clothing and brand new sneakers, which I planned to send to the kids during Christmas time. And unfortunately, I couldn't find a solid organization to send it through. So, you know, I was talking to my mother and I said, I'm going to do it myself. And after the earthquake, I took a slightly different approach. My focus now is to reach out to friends in Washington, to reach out to investors, to see how we can rebuild a better Haiti so something like that doesn't happen again. I know that friends and family and the international community in the U.S. will continue to raise millions and millions of dollars, but I think that in a month, when the media leaves, the onus is going to be on us, you know, Haitians, yes, to keep the momentum going. And to me personally, again, you know, I grew up there. I've lost friends in there, you know, so it's like, it's very important to me to see my country in a different light because I know the potential of it.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Eve Louise Jacques, Cassandra Thermine, and Robert Esantous. They're all Haitians living in America, and we're talking about their work to support relief efforts in Haiti and what it's been like to live through this terrible experience so far away. I wanted to ask each of you about how this tragedy has changed what you want for yourself or what you think your plans would be for the future. And Eve, you opened the door, so I'm going to start with you. What do you think?
It's always been my objective to go back to Haiti, and I still maintain my citizenship. It's very important to me. But I think before, I wanted to wait. I wanted to accomplish certain things. I wanted to be influential, to leverage relationships and go back and change the country. What I realized from talking to a few friends who are currently in Haiti, they said that in order for the country to change, you guys, like in the U.S. or in France or in Canada, all the Haitians who are educated, you guys have to come back. That's the only way that the country's going to get better. Haiti has so many problems, from color caste to a big division between the rich and the poor. We don't have a middle class. We don't have a strong working class. And if we don't go back, if we do not switch whatever it is that we were doing, if we do not invest in our own country, it will never change.
Robert, what about you? It was my understanding that you had planned to go back after graduation and work in your family business, and that probably is a different calculation now.
Well, I am a political science, international relations double major. My plans were to go to grad school or take time after undergrad to go to Haiti and work. The earthquake definitely sped up the process for me. I must say, at first I thought, you know, well, maybe I should wait. Maybe I should start working in the United States and then go home with a foundation. But when this happened, in when I spoke to my father, and the fear that I heard in his voice and the fear that I heard in my family, like, my father was always the kind of person, when you talk to him, he could reassure you that everything was okay, no matter what was going on. And this is the first time in my life I've ever spoken to my father and hear that fear in his voice. And automatically my plans started changing, because they need us there. Where we can talk about child slavery, where we can talk about the agriculture, the deforestation. There's so many different things that one can focus on. Mm-hmm. That's my goal. I have to go back. I have no choice. That's what I always wanted to do.
Cassandra, what about you?
I think what happened in Haiti with the earthquake didn't necessarily speed up the process, but it just reassured to me what I've always wanted to do, which was what I'm doing right now by going back to grad school. I'm getting an MBA in international business, and I've always, long-term, beyond just what I do in a nonprofit, always wanted to bridge the gap between the for-profit world and the nonprofit world, because understanding that we need businesses in Haiti, we need to teach people how to farm, we need to teach people how to build factories, how to build schools, to me is beyond just saying, let me provide backpacks. I want to help foreign countries like Haiti understand how to build a solid economic and physical infrastructure, because we lack a lot of that. And it goes back to us, Haitian Americans in the United States. We've been disconnected for so long, where it took this event for us to open up our eyes and said, you know what? What have I done for Haiti? Yes, I've been fortunate to leave, but how am I going to give back to a country that represents who I am?
I wanted to ask each of you, do you feel hopeful even amidst such a terrible loss, Robert?
Yes. The only reason I can say this is Haitians have been such a strong people for so long. We have been through so much, and I feel like that's something people don't focus a lot on, the unity in Haiti. People might, we're separated, but yet, like, when something comes up, people forget about color. They forget about skin color. They forget about class. They forget about everything, because at this point, we're all in the same situation. And this is what this earthquake has done to Haiti. It has broken every barrier that was ever between mulattoes and dark-skinned people, mm-hmm. the rich and the poor, because at this point, we're all the same. And that's the only positive thing that came out of this. And right now, I'm definitely hopeful, because we're all the same now. We have to rebuild Haiti together.
Eve, what about you?
I'm hopeful because, you know, for the first time, just looking at the international response, it seems like the event shed a light on Haiti's history. It seems like people want to get involved, people from all over the world. So I'm hopeful, and especially seeing the Haitian community in the diaspora finally, you know, standing up and wanting to get involved, whether it's through raising money or going back or figuring out how they can help long term. I'm just excited. I'm hopeful. I know we can do it. Union fait la force.
Cassandra, final thought from you?
I am beyond hopeful. I'm ecstatic. I'm optimistic, because I truly believe, and it's unfortunate we have to have a tragedy to bring out things, but I believe in the midst of chaos, God speaks. And this is an opportunity for us to rebuild in many ways. So I know that Haiti has a brighter and better future. And that's why for me, my faith, as well as others, it can't be broken. We are a people of strong faith, a beautiful language, strong culture, and festive music. And we're not going anywhere. We're going to continue to get better.
That was Cassandra Theramine. She's president and founder of Essence of a Haitian Woman Incorporated. That's a group that has been working for some time to support community efforts in Haiti. She joined us from NPR member station WLRN in Miami. We also heard from Robert Asantous, president of the Haitian Student Association at Howard University. She joined us from our studios in Washington. And Yves Louis Jacques. He's a marketing brand strategist living in New York. He's been raising money for the earthquake survivors in Haiti through Facebook and other online efforts. He joined us from our bureau in New York. I thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.